上一次我们看到，当大卫的国已经有了一点规模的时候
，Last week when we see that the mission of David has some organization，
啊，我们就看见仇敌的诡计，要借着环境来激怒大卫。
We see that the enemy's scheme was to use the environment to provoke David.
啊，要引诱大卫越过神的界限。
To tempt David to surpass God's boundary.
但是感谢赞美主。
To thank and praise the Lord.
在这一次，大卫没有受骗。
This time David was not fooled.
也没有上仇敌的当。
And he did not give way into the enemy's scheme.
但是我们晓得，当仇敌要兴起他的工作来攻击神的子民的时候
，When the enemy raises up his work to attack the people of God，
他一件事情失败，他就接着要做第二件。
If he fails with one thing, he will continue with another thing。
而第二件不成，他又来第三件。
The second time failed, he would come back with the third time.
啊，他曾经试探主，也是接连三次的没有放过主。
And he had once tempted the Lord three times without ceasing.
啊，并且他没有得手以后，他只是暂时的离开我们的主。
But before he gained the upper hand, he just left the Lord temporarily.
寻找机会再兴风作浪。
And he waits for the opportune time.To work his scheme again.
那我们知道，撒旦对付神的儿女也是一样。
We know that Satan treats the children of God just like that.
但是我们也有必须要知道仇敌的诡计是怎么样来显出来。
But we should know how the enemy's scheme is revealed.
我们感谢主，因为他把我们放在新约里。
Thank the Lord that He put us in the New Testament time.
在新约里面，他向我们说了许多的话。
In the New Testament, the Lord spoke to us with many words.
啊，其中有一部分是关乎撒旦和他的工作。
Some of those words is related to Satan and his work.
主的话给我们知道撒旦的两个面目。
Lord, let us see the two faces of Satan.
啊，一个是咆哮的狮子。
One is the roaring lion.
另外一个是装作光明的天使。
And the other is the angel of light.
那在使徒行传的里头，我们看见他就是这样翻覆的，用不同的面孔来对付教会。
In the Acts of the Apostles, we see that Satan once and again uses the different faces to deal with.The servants of the Lord, of the Church of God.
在旧约呢，也是一样。
And in the Old Testament, it's still the same.
虽然在旧约的里头，那时的人没有这样的一个看见。
Even though the people in the Old Testament did not have this insight.
但是我们现在回过头来看旧约的历史，我们显然也就看见，他就是这样，凶了一会儿。又软一会儿，软了一会儿，又松一会儿。
If we look into the Old Testament time, we know that Satan, he would for some time be strong, and the other time he would soften, and he would be soft one time and be strong and fierce another time.
那现在我们看到第十一章。
Now we look at chapter 11.
第十章，撒旦没有成功。
In chapter 10, Satan did not succeed.
到了第十一章，他用软的攻势。
In chapter 11, Satan used the soft side of his attack.
我们承认我们这些人碰到严重的情况的时候，我们会警醒。
We admit that when we come upon difficult or serious circumstance, we will be awake at that time.
但是在一些不太严重的环境的里头，我们就很容易放松。
But in some circumstance which is not that serious and severe, it's easy for us to be slack and relax.
那十一章开始就是说过了一年。
In chapter 11, it tells us that after a year passed by,
那就是他胜过了亚门和他的联军的游了一年了。
And it's a year after David had the victory over the Ammonites and their alliance.
那作为一个敌人又在来攻击犹大。
And enemies from around came again to attack Judah.
那我们注意这里头有一个事实。
When we look into here, we look at the fact.
他是过了一年到列王出战的时候，大卫又差派约押率领神仆和以色列人出战。
Then it happened in the spring, at the time when kings go out to battle, that David sent Joab and his servants with him and all Israel.
他们就打败亚门人，围攻拉巴，大卫仍住在耶路撒冷。
And they destroyed the sons of Ammon and besieged Rabbah, but David stayed at Jerusalem.
圣灵是这样记录了当时的历史。
The Spirit recorded history in this way.
就有他明显的心思在了。
And it has its very clear desire within.
在这一件事情以前，弟兄姊妹们有没有发觉，在过往的征战的里头，大卫有没有脱离征战？
Before this happened, have you noticed that in the past battle, did David ever leave the battle?
没有。
He did not.
这是第一次。
This was the first time.
当军兵出去征战的时候，大卫没有出现。
When the army went out to fight the battle, David did not go along.
军兵在前线拼命的时候，大卫却是留在耶路撒冷。
When the army was in the forefront battling the enemies, David stayed in Jerusalem.
那圣灵记录这样的一个事实。
Holy Spirit recorded this.
目的在什么地方？
What is its intention?
这就跟底下的那个事所发生的事情有非常非常密切的关系。
It has a very close relationship with what's going to happen from then on.
也许我们也会想，他做王了。
Perhaps we think that now he's the king.
他年纪也大了。
And he is of old, his age is getting older.
不能上战场了。
He cannot go into the battle.
所以他就没有出去。
Therefore, he did not go along with the army.
就留在耶路撒冷。
And he stayed behind in Jerusalem.
如果我们这样想，就错了。
If we think like that, we'll be wrong.
大卫在这一个时候仍然是一个战士。
At this time, David was still a warrior.
那我们留意。
And let us take note.
这一次，约押在外面围攻拉巴，不晓得打了多久。
We don't know how long that Joab has besieged Rabbah.
结果还没有把拉巴攻下来。
And had not taken over Rabbah.
那么当中就发生了十一章的事情。
And in the midst, what happened in chapter 11 occurred.
然后接连圣灵的记录就记录一个十一章所发生的事情所引出的一些个过程。
And Holy Spirit recorded the process which the events took place in chapter 11.
但是到了十二章的末了。
But at the end of chapter 12.
弟兄姊妹们，你注意一件事。
Brother sister, if you take note.
我们先跳到那里去。
Let us just go to there right now.
二十六节，十二章。
Chapter 12:26.
约押攻取亚门人的京城拉巴。
Now Joab fought against Rabbah of the sons of Ammon.
约押打发使者去见大卫，说：“我攻打拉巴，取其水城。现在你要聚集 其余的军兵来安营围攻这城，恐怕我取了这城，人就以我的名叫这城。于是大卫聚集众军往拉巴去攻城，就取了这城，夺了亚门人之王所带的金冠冕。
And Joab sent messengers to David and said, I have fought against Rabbah. I have even captured the city of waters. Now therefore gather the rest of the people together and camp against the city and capture it, lest I capture the city myself and be named after me.
No,
so David gathered all the people and went to Rabbah.
如果我们把跟着大卫失败的那一个事实从文字里面抽取出来，
And if you took out the failure that David had from the text,
我们就能领会十二章二十六节那里所记载的事是紧接着十一章第一节。
Then we see that chapter 12 verses 20, verse 26 is the continuation of chapter 11 verse 1.
那也就是说
And which is to say,
在这一个时候大卫是可以出战，并且也应该出战。
Tells us that at this time, David can go out to battle, and he should have gone out to the battle.
但是大卫没有。
But he didn't.
大卫留在耶路撒冷。
David stayed behind in Jerusalem.
是什么原因？
Why was that?
圣经没有说。
The Bible did not tell us.
也许他觉得亚门人并不是还长的那个地步，需要他亲自出马。
Maybe he felt that the Ammonites were not stubborn to the point that he would want to go out himself to fight against them.
也许他计算过，亚门人已经失败了好几遍了，那现在亚门人恐怕也是不堪一击的。
Perhaps he thought that the Ammonites had lost a few times so that he didn't put them in his eyes.
那究竟是什么原因他没有出去，圣灵没有说我们也不必去猜了。
Whatever the reason was, the Holy Spirit did not tell us and we don't need to guess at it.
但是有一件事情我们可以肯定的。
One thing we are sure of,
大卫在神的子民出去征战的时候他却失去了信心。
When the people of God went out to fight the battle, he lost his alertness.
如果他够警醒的话他要出去征战的。
If he were alert, then he would have gone out to battle.
他不能脱离征战的。
David cannot escape from the battle around him.
但是现在他脱离了征战。
And now that he escaped from it,
就引出一个这样的情形。
It causes this circumstance to occur.
因为不在征战里，就失去了警醒。
Because he's not in the battle, he lost his alertness.
因为失去了警醒，就给撒旦留下了一个破口。
When he's not alert, he left a hole for Satan to work in.
那因此撒旦就找到了可攻击。
And Satan found the place that he could attack.
那我们留意。
Let us know.
我们怎么看见大卫没有失去了警醒呢？
And how do we say that David has lost his alertness?
当然如果我们从道理上面就是没有底下的事情我们也都可以推算到他一定会失去警醒。
Logically even if we do not read what happened afterwards we can guess that he had lost his alertness、
至少他没有很严肃的来对待那个征战。
At least he did not treat the battle very seriously。
但是你看底下你立刻就知道了。
If you look what happened later you know。
第二节
Verse 2，
一日太阳平息了，大卫从床上起来。
Now when evening came David arose from his bed。
因为这个太阳已经平息了。
When the evening came，
黑夜已经快来了。
The night is coming，
大卫才从床上起来。
It was at that time that he arose from his bed.
很显然就叫我们看到他失去了信心。
Clearly we see that David has lost his alertness.
啊，也许他开始有一点贪图安逸了。
Maybe he wants to be comfortable and be easy.
所以别人去征战，他就去睡觉。
So when other people went out to fight, he was sleeping.
明天一睡一就睡长觉。
And when he slept a long time.
所以圣经没有说他什么时候开始睡。
Even though the scripture did not tell us when he started to sleep.
但是这个并不太重要。
But that is not that important.
重要的是他起来以后，他还是很悠闲的在那里游游荡荡。
What's important is that after he awoke, we see that he was just having an easy time going his own way.
那弟兄们，你看到他起床以后，他就在王宫的平顶上游行。
And he says that he was walking around on the roof of the king's house.
那在那里游行。
And he was walking around.
好像无所事事。
Just like nothing has happened.
那弟兄们，我们读新约的时候。
When we read the New Testament,
我们读到主耶稣有一次提到说有一个鬼离开了人身。
We read that one time there was a demon that Jesus said there's a demon that left the man.
那个人就把那个房子打扫干净。
And then the man swept his house clean.
后来那个鬼在外头没有找到住处就回来。
The demon which went out,he couldn't find a resting place, so he came back.
他看见那个屋子是空着在那里。
He found that the house was empty.
干干净净的，没有什么事物在那里霸占着。
It was clean and there's nothing there which is taken its place.
他就去拜了另外比他更凶的鬼，一起就住到那个人里头。
And he brought many other more fierce demons, and he came back to live in that house.
主就说这那人的光景比从前更不好。
And Jesus said, the condition of that man is worse than before.
那就是我们留意这一个。
Brothers and sisters, if you know like this,
主说的那个房子是人。
The house the Lord is talking about is pointing at man.
人里面什么都没有。
There's nothing inside a man.
完全是空的。
When it's empty.
怎么可能完全是空的？
How can inside of a man be empty?
任何一个人如果他还活的时候，他不可能里面空的。
If a man is living, he cannot be empty inside.
当然这个空是说的心思上的空。
Of course, this empty is talking of emptiness. It's talking about emptiness in your
But, 用什么我们看我们自己，我们就是在没有什么事情做的时候，我们的脑子也不清闲。
And look at ourselves, when there's nothing to do, a brain will still not be empty.
我们的心思还是有活动的。
Our thoughts in our mind will still be moving around.
但是如果这个人他竟然能到一个地步心思里完全是空白，没有活动。
So if a man comes to the point that all his thoughts are emptied out,
这就是一个很大的危险。
This is a very serious danger.
一些弟兄告诉我们说，这样叫做心思空白。
A brother has told us that this is the blank thought
mind,
a blank mind.
那在这样情况的底下，那是仇敌最有机会做工的时候。
It is at this time that the enemy is easy to work.
现在你看到大卫的光景就是有点像这样。
This is how David's condition is at that time.
睡得迷迷糊糊的，爬起来又无所事事的在那里闲游。
And he slept to the point that he was still not that alert and awake, and he was just walking around after he woke on the roof.
弟兄姊妹们，我们真看到仇敌的工作就显出来。
Here we see that the work of the enemy is revealed.
那他在那里就看到拔示巴。
And there he saw Bathsheba.
这一个看见就把他引到这个失败的里头。
When he saw her, it led him into his failure.
那这一个失败引出 在大卫的一生的里头有非常非常重要的折磨。
And if this failure leads to a time in David's life when he is suffering from his trials.
那这一个受折磨不仅是他个人受折磨，是整个以色列都在那里受折磨。
Not only David is suffering from his failures, but all Israel is suffering.
弟兄姊妹，你晓得
Brothers, do you know
11章所发生的事情，
The things which happened in chapter 11,
如果整个过程从开始到结束，
If what's from the beginning to the end,
一直到二十章的末了，这一件事情才叫做完结。
Until the end of chapter 20, do we call this event concluded?
当中就最突出的就是经过亚撒龙的背叛。
And what stood out in the midst was the rebellion of Absalom.
我愿意弟兄姊妹们不要把这些事情看作独立的事件。
You know what, brothers and sisters, to look at this as independent matters.
绝不是独立的事件。
And these are not independent events.
完全是十一章的失败所引发出来的一串的事实。
And all these events came out of the failure that David had in chapter 11.
因为没有第十一章所发生的事情，就不会有十二章到二十章的历史。
Because without his failure in chapter 11, there would not be the events in chapter 12 through 20.
在这段时间的历史是另外的一些事情，就不会是这里头所记录下来的。
And without what's recorded here, then
人可以愚昧，但是我们的神不跟随人愚昧。
Man can be foolish, but God will not be foolish just as man is.
人可以失败，但是我们的神仍然有足够的恩典来扶持失败的人。
Man can fail, but our God has enough grace to support man.
但是问题要在失败的人肯不肯从主手里头接受管教。
The issue is the man who fails, does he receive the discipline from God?
如果不肯接受管教，那是扫罗。
If the man is not receiving discipline, we're talking about Saul.
如果肯接受管教，那是大卫。
If the man can receive discipline, it's David.
那现在我们就来碰到一个很严重的问题。
And now we come to a very serious problem.
你说大卫已经是坐在宝座上。
David was seated on the throne already.
我们也说他坐在宝座上，就说出了他的生命已经长成到接近成熟的地步。
When he seated on the throne, we say that his life has maturing to the point that is near to full maturation.
那一个生命长成到这样的一个光景的人，他还能有这样的失败吗？
A person who's mature to this point, can he still fail?
那我们老早就说过。
And we have already told our brothers a long time ago.
如果人不活在神的管理的底下，
If man do not live under God's guidance,
他要活在自己里。
And man wants to live in himself.
那就不管他过去属灵的经历爬到多高。
Doesn't matter how high his spiritual experience has led him to.
很快他马上就会重新活在亚当里。
Very quickly he would go back to living under the old Adam.
大卫现在所发生的事情就是这样的给我们看见。
And what occurred to David is for us to see.
那现在我们又回过头来看看仇敌的工作。
Now let us turn back to look at the work of the enemy.
仇敌一直要把属神的人从高处拉下来。
The enemy's work is to drag the people of God, to drag him down from high on high.
他不能在外面来把你杀倒。
Yeah, if he cannot make you stumble on the outside,
他就从里面来寻找破口。
And then he will find something within, to find a crack.
我们提到了第十章是外面的攻击。
We two verses says that chapter 10 is external attack.
外面的攻击得不着好处的时候。
When external attack does not gain anything for him,
他就从里面来找下手的机会。
And he will work internally to find an opportunity to strike.
那十二章就是撒旦从人大卫的里面来下手。
And chapter 11 is the enemy working within David.
那大卫发生了八十八的事情以后，
After what occurred with Bathsheba happened,
连串的事情发生，
Continuously, many things occurred.
因为八十八告诉他，他打发人告诉大卫说，我怀孕了。
Because Bathsheba sent someone to tell David that she has conceived.
这个麻烦死了。
And this is problematic for him.
八十八的丈夫乌利亚在战场上打仗。
And the husband of Bathsheba, Uriah, was fighting on the battlefield.
她怎么可能怀孕？
How can she be, she conceived?
那这个问题就严重了。
And this is something very problematic.
那但这个事情必须要解决。
But this has to be resolved.
那怎么解决呢？
And how can he do it?
大卫就想到一个办法。
David thought up a plan.
他就把乌利亚从战场上召回来，其实没什么事情，不过就是把他召回来。
And David called Uriah back from the battlefield.
召他回来，好让他回家跟妻子同住。
And he called him back so that he could go back and be with his wife in his house.
这是一个遮盖的方法。
And this is to cover up, a way of covering up.
人的天然非常非常聪明做遮盖的事。
Man's nature is very easy for him to do things to cover up his own way.
那所以现在大卫也来要遮盖一些事情。
Therefore, David here wants to cover up some of his things.
那么他就把乌利亚召回来。
And therefore he called Uriah back from the battle.
那乌利亚回来以后，事实上是没有什么事情。
After he came back, nothing much occurred.
大卫就好像随便问问他前线的那些军情。
And David just asked him casually what's happening in the forefront of the war.
那然后大卫就说，你回家去洗洗澡吧，洗洗脚吧。
And David told him to go back to his house and wash his feet.
那乌利亚就出离开王宫。
So David left the king's palace.
那大卫连随就打发人送一点食物去给他。
And David also sent one of his servants to bring some food to Uriah.
那你想到乌利亚却没有回家。
But he did not know that Uriah did not go back.
他只是和一些人就在王宫外面就露出了。
And Uriah slept at the door of the king's house with some of the servants.
没有回家。
He did not go back to his own house.
有人就告诉大卫说，乌利亚没有回家。
And some people came and told David Uriah did not go down to his house.
那大卫就问乌利亚说，你为什么不回家呢？
David asked Uriah, have you not go down to your house?
你在战场上战斗的那样的辛苦，现在有机会放假回来，那怎么不回家呢？
You have suffered so much in the battle, and now you come back to your home. Why do you not go home?
我们留意乌利亚的回答。
Let us note at the reply of Uriah.
十一节。
Verse 11,
乌利亚对大卫说，约柜和以色列与犹大兵都住在棚里，我主约押和我主的仆人都在田野安营，我岂可回家吃喝与妻子同城呢？我敢在王面前起誓，我绝不行这事。
And Uriah said to David, the Ark and Israel and Judah are staying in temporary shelters, and my Lord Joab and the servants of my Lord are camping in the open field. Shall I then go to my house to eat and to drink and to lie with my wife? By your life and the life of your soul, I would not do this thing.
我们看这件事情以前，我先要提醒弟兄姊妹们，乌利亚不是以色列人。
Before I go into this detail, I just want to remind our sisters that Uriah was not an Israelite.
乌利亚是赫人。
Uriah was a Hittite.
赫人是迦南原来的住民，在以色列人进迦南的时候。该要被除灭的。
Hittites was one of the occupants of the land of Canaan, and Israelites went into the land of Canaan. They were one of the people that they would destroy.
那赫乌利亚是赫人的后裔，所以就是赫人了。
Uriah was a descendant of Hittites, so he himself was a Hittite.
那一个黑人，他跟随大卫的时候。他跟随的对象和跟随的态度是怎样
的 A Hittite who follows after David, what should be the object that he's following after when he follows David, and what should be the attitude that he has?
用什么你看他说神的约柜和以色列与犹大的兵都住在棚里
When you look at what he said, the Ark and Israel and Judah are staying in temporary shelters.
在战场上的那些军兵都住在田野里。
And the soldiers in the war, they are just staying on the fields.
我怎么能重看我个人可以享用的权利呢？
And shall I just enjoy what I can enjoy for myself?
虽然我可以有这个权利，但是我宁愿放弃。
Of course, I have this privilege, but I'd rather leave that privilege behind.
因为我要与神的子民的军兵一同去忍受征战里头的不方便。
Because I want to partake of the inconveniences in the battle with the servants of God's people.
我弟兄姊妹，你看到乌利亚，他是存着这样的一个心思来跟随大卫。
And this is how Uriah had in his heart, the thought in his heart when he followed after David.
但是他不是单单跟随大卫。
But he was not just.Following after David, just like that.
他真正的跟随乃是在大卫背后的那一位神。
What he's following after is the God which is behind David.
所以他重视的，最重视的是神的约柜。
And so that what he held highly in his mind is the Ark of God.
他原来在这个约里头是无分无关的。
Originally, he had no part in this covenant.
并且是该死的。
And he was one who should have died.
但是现在神给他在恩典里面活着。
But now God caused him to live under his grace.
也让他里头还记挂神的事。
And causes him to feel for God's things inside of him.
那弟兄姊妹，我们就留意了。
Verses 6, if you take note.
为什么赫人乌利亚能有这样的表现
How can Uriah the Hittite have this manifestation?
这里头隐藏着一个非常叫人感觉喜乐的事
There's something hidden within that can cause man to be very joyful
因为这样的记载乃是说出以色列在神面前为什么能蒙恩
Because this recording, let us see how Israel can be blessed before God.
以色列的蒙恩不是因为只有神的拣选的恩典。
Israel was blessed is not because God has chosen them.
如果只有拣选的恩典，那只是一个地位上的蒙恩。
If they just have this grace of their calling, of their being chosen, then it's only and it's only the position that they have in this grace.
现在你就看到一个原来是外邦人的，原来是迦南七族里面的一个人的，他可以这样忠心耿耿的向着神和神的旨意。
And now we see that this Hittite, one which has, should have been eliminated but Israelite, this man is so devoted to God and his people.
这是怎么来的呢？
So how did this come about?
你不能不说这是他跟随大卫，在大卫身上看见大卫怎样活在神的面前，长久的，我姑且用这个字熏陶他所得出来的结果。
Can you say that he was one who followed after David for a long while and he could see how David has lived under his God and he was influenced by how David has lived his life.
有一个专心拣选神的主人。
And he has a master who is devoted to choosing after God.
也就培养出忠心向着神的仆人。
And he nurtured him to the point that to be a servant which is wholly devoted to God.
那这也就是说出了我们的神为什么那样赐福给大卫跟以色列。
And this causes to see how God has given his grace and blessed Israel.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
正如我们的主在父面前是那样的忠心，才叫我们能有一点心思也愿意上神忠心。
Just as the Lord was wholehearted towards God the Father, so we as children of God should have this wholeheartedness towards God.
那所以大卫是有许多的残缺，但是大卫却有实实也实实在在的是在神面前有相当的属灵的分量。
Even though David had many blemishes before God, but we see that he also has many spiritual quality in front of God.
弟兄姊妹们，现在我们看到这里一个有分量的人，他出了大问题。
And now we see that this quality person has a big problem with him.
大问题大在什么地方呢？
And what is this big problem that he has?
就出在他怎样来遮盖他的缺失。
This is how shown by how he tried to cover up his failure.
那是头一天乌利亚不回家。
The first night, Uriah did not go back to his house.
大卫就没有马上打发他回战场去。
And David did not send him right back to the battle.
他说你今天不要回去，明天再回去吧。
And he told him tonight, you do not have to go back, but tomorrow you should go back.
那当天他就召了乌利亚来和他一同吃饭。
On that day, David asked Uriah to dine with him.
把他灌醉了。
And he made him drunk.
也许他想，哎，他醉了，想着回家就回家去了。
Perhaps he was thinking that when he's drunk, then he would want to go home.
结果乌利亚醉了还没有回家。
But we turn out that he was drunk and he did not go back home.
那怎么办？
So what can he do?
大卫就用他第二个办法。
David used his second method.
他就写一封信给约押。
He wrote a letter to Joab.
告诉约押要把乌利亚吊在最危险的地方，让他在那里战死。
He asked Joab to place Uriah in the front line of the fiercest battle, so that he can be struck down to Dido.
那结果乌利亚就带着这封信交给约押，约押也照着大卫的意思，就把乌利亚安排在一个最危险的地方。那结果乌利亚那一天战死了。
And so Uriah delivered the letter to Joab, and Joab arranged for Uriah to fight in the fiercest battle, and we see that Uriah died in that battle.
弟兄姊妹们，我们要看的不是这个历史这个事实的过程。
Professors, we are not to look at how history unfolds.
我们要看的是主导这个过程的大卫。
But we want to look at David, which is in the middle of this process, and in his controlling this event.
你说大卫这样做，跟没有神的人有什么区别？
But you say that.David did this. He's just similar to one who's without God.
那如果是扫罗做这一件事情，我们感觉不稀奇。
If Saul did this thing, we'll not be amazed.
但是现在是大卫做这样的事情。
But now it's David who's done this.
他被称为合神心意的人。
He has been called one who's after the heart of God.
他又在神面前经历许多的难处的当中，他已经学会了依靠神的。
In the midst of many difficulties he experienced before God, he has learned the many lessons.
他也在许许多多的给追赶的日子的里面学会了尊主为大。
Under many days of pursuits, he has learned the lesson to hold God as.And to be to honor God.
神又让他做王，
and God has allowed him to be king.
他怎么会做出一些事情就像普通人一样？
How can he do something that's just like ordinary men?
甚至我们会说，如就是一个不信神的人，也不一定会做出这样的事。
One who's not a believer of the Lord, who would not have done this thing.
那么在我们的想象里面，大卫不可以发生这样的事。
In our mind, it's impossible for David to achieve this.
因为他有些许许多多的经历。
Because he has many past experiences.
那边我们有这样的想法。不能说是错，但是也不见得是对。
When we have this thinking, it's not that we are wrong, but it's not that we are right.
因为从正常来看，他是不该如此。
Under normal circumstances, he shouldn't have been like that.
但是说这样的话的时候，乃是不够认识人的自己。
But if we say this word, it makes us see that, makes us see man, that we do not understand man.
我们有些时候看见我们实在是在成长。
We see that we are growing.
我们也是在感觉自己是在成长。
And we feel that we are growing.
但是我们却不了解成长的真实。的事实是什么？
But we do not know the actuality behind our growing.
我们以为我们成长就是我们这个人变好了。
And we think that as we grow, is man is getting better.
我们的错觉就出在这个地方。
This is our misconception.
我们不否认，在外面看来，我们在成长的光景的里面，我们的确比过去没有认识主的时候，甚至是我们不追求爱主的时候要强多了。
We cannot deny that as we grow before the Lord, then all the experiences that we had that we did not follow the Lord is much stronger than those experiences.
但是那个强是怎么强出来的？
But where does that strength come from?
是我这个人变好了。
Is it my own self has become better?
所以我就强起来了。
Therefore, I become strong.
如果我们真的是这样想法，我们就错了。
If we think like that, then we are wrong.
许多基督徒都是这样想。
Many Christians think like that.
因为宗教的思想的确是这样。
Because
给我们如此的认识。
Religious thinking is for us to know this way.
但是我们要回到神的话里面去看。
But we must return to the Word of God to look at this.
我们就发觉那个成长的真相是什么。
Then we discover what is the fact behind our maturing and our growing.
成长的真相不是我们这个人变好。
The reality of our growing is not that ourselves has become better.
乃是因为基督在我们里面能掌管的部分增加。
Is that Christ has gained part of us in our maturing? And he has increased in gaining that part of us.
就是在我们成长的事实的里面。
This is in the reality of our growing.
并没有说出我们这个人变好。
Does not point to the thing that we have become better.
我们这个人的本相是什么？我们生命成长了以后，我们那个本相仍然是起初一样。
How our nature was, even if we are being matured, then our old nature is still the same as before.
这就叫我们领会为什么我们的成长要借着十字架。
And this causes to see that why our growth has to do been dealt with the cross. Through the cross.
救恩是借着十字架我们懂。
Salvation is through the cross that we know of.
但是我们生命的成长也要借着十字架，我们有些时候不太懂。
But maturation of our life is also with through the cross. Sometimes we do not understand this too well.
但是我们读罗马书的时候，那里明明告诉我们十字架的两层的功用。
When we read the book of Romans, we read about the two functions of the dealing of the cross.
第一层的功用是成就救恩。
The first function is to accomplish the salvation.
第二层的功用是对付我们这个旧人。
The second function is to deal with our old self.
不叫我们这个旧人有活动。
To avoid any movement from our old self.
那个意思就是说，什么时候我们让旧人有活动，什么时候我们就打回原形。
Whenever we let the old man work in any way, then we have gone back to the old man.
虽然在救恩里的那个事实不会失去。
Even though the fact of the salvation will not change.
但是在我们这个人的生命的成长的事上就受了亏损。
But we have short change in our maturation, in our spiritual life.
那现在大卫就是一个非常明显的例子摆在我们眼前。
David shows us a clear example of this principle.
他是因为让生学会了让生命做王，所以他才坐在宝座上。
Because he has learned the lessons of the life reigning as king, so God put him on the throne.
那现在他不让生命再做王。
Now he's not letting his life rule as king.
他活在自己里边了。
And he's living in himself.
他不让生命做王，人的自己就显露出来了。
When he doesn't let the life rule as the king, then man's own self and nature.
那人的自己一显出来。那个毛病也就跟着层出不穷了。
When it is revealed, then problems would arise out of that.
那我们实在要需要主给我们一个很厉害的光照。
We need the Lord to enlighten us very powerfully.
而不是说我们曾经有过蒙恩的经历，就保证我们在余下的日子不会发生难处。
It's not because we have some blessed experience before God that in the rest of our life no difficulties would arise.
什么时候不让我们的主他的生命来做王？
Whenever we let the life of the Lord rule within us.
什么时候 我们就回到自己的本相里面活。
Whenever we do not do that, then we would go back to living with our own self.
那所以认识人的自己。
In order to understand man himself,
就知道人的自己原来并没有可夸的。
We cannot boast anything about man.
管你信了主，追求主，二十年、三十年、四十年。
Does not matter how long you pursued after the Lord, whether 20, 30, or 40 years.
什么时候生命不在人里头作王？
Whenever the life is not ruling as king.
他绝对的可以活出他没有认识主以前的那一种光景。
That person can absolutely live out the condition that he was in before he accepted the Lord.
哦，弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
这也就是主的话提醒我们要竭力的追求长成的原因。
And this is why the word of the Lord tells us to earnestly pursue after the Lord and to grow in Him.
提醒我们要脱离基督道理的开端，要竭力进到完全的地步的原因。
It tells us to leave the elementary teachings in the beginning of that and to lead us into the fulfillment of God's purpose.
因为不这样进到神所要的完全，我们随时可以一个跟斗就倒下去了。
If we do not enter into the fulfillment that God has, then it's very easy for us to stumble.
那么现在，乌利亚死了。
Now that Uriah died,
那过了他过了他妻子为乌利亚哀哭的日子。
And the days that Uriah's wife mourned for him passed,
大卫就把拔示巴接进王宫娶了他做妻。
And David sent for Bathsheba and he took her into his house and he became his wife. And she became his wife.
也生下了那个儿子。
And the child was born to them.
但十一章的末了一句很严肃的话。
The end of chapter 11 has a very solemn words.
大卫所行的这事，耶和华甚不喜悦。
But the thing that David had done was evil in the sight of the Lord.
那十二章的事情发生了。
And now chapter 12 events.
我今天晚上不会看完十二章。
And I would not be able to finish with chapter 12.
但是必须要把这个事情做一个交代。
But I must go over this with brothers and sisters so that you know of it.
我先让弟兄姊妹们留意十二章从第一节到二十五节，那是接着于十一章所发生的事情，一直说到这个事情有了一个结果的。
And verses 1 to 25 in chapter 12 points to us the result which occurred after what chapter 11, the events of chapter 11 occurred.
所以我们读26节的时候，12章26节的时候，千万不要以为26节所记的攻下那个拉巴城那个拉巴城啊是拔示巴的那个儿子死掉了以后才有的事。
And so don't take it that chapter 12 verse 26 when he tells us that they had captured Reba, that happened after Bathsheba's child died.
如果从历史的次序来说，那十二节的二十六节应当是紧接着上面的是第十一章的二十五节。
And talking about how events progress in history, we say that chapter 12 verse 26 came after chapter 11 verse 25.
就是说十二章的二十六节接上十一章的二十五节，那就是历史的次序。
And the sequence of historical happenings is chapter 12 verse 26 came right after chapter 11 verse 25.
但是圣经所记载的不是单单是历史的本身。
But the scripture not only records how history progressed,
而是属灵的事物发生的原因、过程和结果。
But how and how what and
说简单一点，不是单单是记载一般的历史。
And to put it clearly, it's not just to record some general history,
而是记载属灵的历史的真相。
But to tell us the truth of the spiritual events.
那所以十二章从第一节到二十五节就插进来了。
And so chapter 12 verses 1 and 25 is included in here.
这二十五章二十五节的经文应当是在十二章以后的。十二章第一节到第二十五节的经文是应当摆在十二章，摆在十三章的起头和或者是十二章的末了。
And verses 1 to 25 in chapter 12 should be placed in chapter 13 or the end of chapter 12.
我不知道弟兄姊妹们领会我说的这点没？
The brothers sisters can see what I'm trying to point out.
感谢主，劳伦斯也点头了，我们知道了。我们弄清楚这个历史的次序的时候，我们读下去的时候才不会发生心思上的难处。
If we are clear with the historical sequence, then we will not be confused as we read on.
那现在好了，我们接上去十二章的开始。
And now let us go back to the beginning of chapter 12.
当大卫把八十八接到宫里面去的时候
，When David sent for Bathsheba and she entered into his house,
神是非常的不喜悦
，And God was very displeased with this.
因此他就差遣先知拿单去见大卫
，So that the Lord sent Nathan to see David.
指出了大卫的罪过来
，And the prophet pointed out the sins of David.
让大卫知道他所犯的过犯是何等的严重
，and to let David see that his transgressions are so serious.
让大卫先自己定自己的罪
，and want David to condemn himself.
然后才指出大卫犯罪的事实是怎么一回事
，and then God will point out the fact behind David's sin.
那我们留意拿单跟大卫说的话
，if we note what Nathan told David，
他先用一个比方来说那一点，我们可以看下去就领会。
And he used a parable, and we can just look at it, and then we will understand.
所以我们不花时间在那一个比方。
And so we not spend any time on that parable or analogy.
我们要注意的是第七节开始的那一段话。
And what we want to look at is what's beginning of verse 7.
拿单说，你就是那一个人。
Nathan said to David, "You are the man."
你就是那个要该给定罪的那个人。
You are the man who should be condemned.
他说，耶和华以色列神如此说，我告你做以色列的王，救你脱离扫罗的手。
Thus says the Lord God of Israel, it is I who anointed you king over Israel, and it is I who delivered you from the hand of Saul.
我将你主人的家业赐给你，这是我看是指着拿巴的事情。
I also gave you your master's house and your master's wife into your care. This is pointing to Nabal.
又将你主人的妻交在你的怀里。哦，我看这个事就是指着亚比该的事。还是第七节，还是第八节。
And also in verse 8, I gave you the house of Israel and Judah. And
No.
And I gave you your master's wife into your care. This is pointing to Bathsheba.
No, Abigail.
This is pointing to Abigail, sorry.
又将以色列和犹大家赐给你。
I have gave you the house of Israel and Judah.
你若还以为不足，我早就加倍的赐给你。
And if that had been too little, I would have added to you many more things like this.
你为什么藐视耶和华的命令？
Why have you
行他眼中看为恶的事呢？
Why have you despised the word of the Lord by doing evil in his sight?
什么事呢？
What is that?
头一件，你借亚门人的手杀害赫人乌利亚。
And firstly, you have used the sword of the sons of Ammon to kill Uriah.
用什么常常我们会忽略这一个事实。
Many times we would have neglected this fact.
我们把拔示巴的事情看得比这个更重，就是因为我们的人的那个道德的观念的影响。
And we look at what happened to Bathsheba as something higher or more important than what's here. That's a man's false view.
但在神的眼中看，流人血的罪比什么都重要。
But in God's eyes, one who shed the blood of man is more important than others.
流人血可以有很多个方法。
There are many ways to shed the blood of man.
但是真正使人流血的那一个根本的原因乃是罪。
But the actual reason behind the shedding of man's blood is sin.
是背逆神的罪。
It's the sin of transgression or
rebellion. 那是神看你借亚门人的刀杀了乌利亚这件事情。神看为最严重。
And God looked at this thing seriously. Most seriously is David used the sword of the sons of Ammon to kill Uriah.
然后你又娶了他的妻做你的妻。
You have taken his wife to be your wife.
这个是第二件。
This is the second thing.
这两件事情在神的眼中看来是非常非常的严重。
These two things put together are very serious before God.
我们会留意拔示巴应该是原因，乌利亚被杀是结果。
And we notice that the reason was Bathsheba and the result was Uriah being killed.
当然这事情的发生是这样。
Of course, the things which occurred are like that.
但是神从那个结果来看的时候，他看乌利亚被杀是严重。
But when God looked at the result, he would see that the more important thing was that Uriah was killed.
因为这一个是直接的背逆了神。
Because this is direct rebellion to God.
当然，他娶了，他娶拔示巴为妻，这件事情，如果是乌利亚死于自然的原因，那也没有什么大不了。
If David took Bathsheba as his wife out of the natural death of Uriah, then that's not that odd.
但是乌利亚却不是出自自然的原因死亡。
But Uriah did not die by natural death.
所以这件事情也就成了严重的事。
Therefore,this thing became something very serious.
因此神就借着拿单的口宣告神的鞭打和管教。
And so the Lord used the mouth of Nathan to pronounce God's striking and his punishment.
是我们留意第十节下半，所以刀剑必不永不离开你的家。
And so we read to the latter part of chapter 12, verse 10. It tells us that the sword will not leave the house of David.
耶和华如此说，我必从你家中兴起祸患攻击你， 我必在你眼前把你的飞病赐给别人，他在日光之下就与他们同城，你在暗中行这事，我却要在以色列众人日光之下报应你。
Thus says the Lord, Behold, I will raise up evil against you from your own household. I will even take your wives before your eyes and give them to your companions, and you shall lie with your wives in broad daylight. Indeed, you did it secretly, but I will do this thing before Israel under the sun.
神在这里所宣告的那个鞭打和管教，
The proclamation that God has for God's discipline and God'sstriking
完完全全是大卫做这一件事情的翻版。
It's the exact copy of what David has done.
这就我们想起。
And it causes us to think.
你用什么量器量给人，也必用什么量器量给你。
Whatever measure that you measure to people, that's the same measure that others will measure.
你怎样对待人，你也就怎样受人的对待。
And how you treat others, and this is the same way that others would treat you.
我们的主把这话说得很清楚。
The Lord has said this very clearly to us.
所以我们看看约拿单所宣告的这一个管教的内容。
And when you see the proclamation that Nathan had for God's discipline,
我们就看到以下的事情，一直到二十章，就是这一个宣告所带出来的应验。
So we see that what happened after this until the end of chapter 20 is the result of this proclamation of God's discipline upon David.
很严厉的应验。
It's a very serious and solemn fulfillment of God's word.
十三节，大卫就对拿单说：“我得罪耶和华了。”
Verse 13, David said to Nathan, I have sinned against the Lord.
大卫的宝贝就在这里。
This is what's precious about David.
他能接受神的光照。
He can receive the enlightenment from God.
他肯在神的面光中服下了。
He's willing to submit himself under the light of God.
他不自以为是。
And he is not one who holds on to his own self.
他没有说我是做王的，我喜欢怎么做就怎么做。
He does not say that I'm the king and I will do as I like.
我错了也是对的。
Even when I'm wrong, I'm right.
许多做王的人就是这样。
Many people who are kings speak like that.
许多以为自己是做王的人就是这样。
Many people who think that they are the king, they are like that.
我没有错。
I have not wrong.
我错了也是对的。
Even if I'm wrong, I'm right.
但是感谢神。
But thank God.
大卫不是这样。
David is not like that.
虽然他是做王的。
Even though he was the king.
但是他能，他肯接受神的光照。
But he can and he's willing to accept the enlightenment from God.
他说我得罪耶和华。
And he said, I have sinned against the Lord.
他不是仅仅是嘴巴里这样说。
Not only did he say that out of his mouth.
诗篇五十一篇就是他这一件事情的认罪词。
Psalm 51 is the psalm that David wrote when he confessed his sins.
我们可以慢慢的看。
And we could go over this slowly.
我们先，以后我们再看。我们先看，那他肯在神面前服下来，神赦免的恩典也就。
And we'll look at that later on, but we see that when David was willing to confess his sins, then God's grace came upon him.
但是虽然神赦免的恩典，
even though God has the grace of forgiveness,
但是神的管教不能改变，
but God's discipline will not change.
赦免是不追讨他至于死。
Forgiveness is not God is pursuing him until his death.
但是并不等于取消管教。
But that does not mean that God will cancel his discipline.
所以拿单就说耶和华已经除掉你的罪，你必不至于死，只是你行这事，叫耶和华的仇敌大得亵渎的机会，所以你所得的孩子必定要死。拿单就回家去了。
Nathan said to David, "The Lord also has taken away your sin, and you shall not die. However, because by this deed you have given occasion to the enemies of the Lord to blaspheme, the child also that is born to you shall surely die." So Nathan went to his house.
用这里我们看到，为什么神不能也免掉他的鞭打和管教？
The verses we can see that why God cannot do without the discipline to David.
因为这是神的仇敌大得蛇毒的机会。
Because the event gave occasion to the enemies of the Lord to blaspheme.
用这文如果记得约伯记的开头，你就知道这句话是什么意思。
If you know the beginning of the book of Job, then you know the meaning of these words.
神的仇敌就可以指着大卫去控告神。
The enemies of the Lord can point at David and they will accuse God.
不是控告大卫。
They're not accusing David.
是控告神。
They're accusing God.
是不是我就说你不是神？
Haven't I said that you are not God?
你怎么能选到这样的一个人来代表你在地上执掌权柄？
And how can you use a man such as this to reveal your authority on the earth?
许多时候我们不了解属灵的事情是这样的敏锐。
Many times we do not see the sensitivity of the spiritual.
我们只看见的人那方人这一个层面。
We only look at the point of view on man's side.
没有看到仇敌在神面前发起控告的这个层面。
We do not see that the enemy of God is accusing God.
那所以神一定要显明他是公义的，赦免是一件事，但是神的公义不能受损。
Therefore, God must reveal His righteousness, and forgiveness is just on the side.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
大卫是做了一个非常愚昧的事。
David has done a very foolish thing.
但是他肯 放下他的架子。
But David can put down his value and his position.
他肯服下来，在神的面前承认自己是错的。
He humbled himself down to the point that he confessed that he has sinned against the Lord.
也就让神的恩典 可以叫他真正显明。
The grace of God is revealed in him.
我们盼望能借着大卫的事情能了解一些我们自己的经历。
We hope that through David himself we could understand some of the things which happened upon us.
有时我们会觉得神啊，你既然赦免了我的愚昧，为什么你还在那里叫我过不去？
Sometimes we feel that even though God has forgiven our foolishness, why can we get over what's going on with us?
神给我们赦免是在恩典里面做的。
God's forgiveness to us is under His grace.
神管教我们是在他的公义和圣洁里面做的。
God's disciplining is under His righteousness and His holiness.
神的性情要成全在我们身上，并不偏于任何的一边。The
character of God wants to reveal in us would not go to any other matters or any one side.
他是完全的要把他自己显明在我们身上。God
wants to reveal the totality of Himself unto us.
那我们看到大卫的时候，我们千万要求主给我们看准。
When we look at David, we ask that the Lord can let us see clearly.
我们要仰望主的怜悯，常常活在生命作王的光景里。
We look upon God's grace so that we can live under His light.
什么时候不让恩典作王，什么时候我们就活在自己。
Whenever we do not let God's grace and the life reign as king, then we'll be living in ourselves.
那我们就活出我们的旧造了。
And we'll live under the old creation.
教主的名受羞辱。
And the name of God will be shamed, put to shame.
求主恩待也怜悯我们。
May the Lord be gracious upon us and be merciful upon us.
我们今天晚上就交通到这里。
And let the end of my sharing tonight here.
我们请。